satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some of the documents include DOD slides from over a month ago, which include details about the war in Ukraine. The daily briefing slides are typically delivered electronically on secure iPads and are not usually printed out. If they are printed, then investigators can track where they were printed from. They have to be printed on secure printers and are often numbered. They are distributed to between 1,000 and 5,000 people with appropriate clearances.
Wow, that was something we've learned in the last couple of days. So the worst leak of intelligence from our government, specifically the Pentagon in this case, in decades, turns out up to 5,000 people may have had access to this information. Do 5,000 people need to have access to stuff that's important enough it can change the course of a war?
Not to mention our relations with key allies. Yeah, that is an excellent question. We're joined by Mike Lyons. Mike served in the United States military in a variety of capacities and places through the years and is a respected military analyst on a variety of networks. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be back.
It's great to have you. Maybe we can start with what Jack just said. I think a lot of us who are not, savvy about the Pentagon's workings had no idea that number of people have access to that sensitive sort of information.
I think it leads to two things. First of all, it's a process issue. Number one, the fact that 5,000 people have access to the daily intel brief. This information came out of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. It came out of the J staff, so to speak. So it combined all the different intel agencies of the United States. We gave away secrets that our allies gave to us, so we're going to have a hard time getting their trust back. And then lay that over culture, the fact that somebody thought it was okay to do this. When I went looking for these documents online just to kind of see what was out there, not to download them because you wouldn't want to be caught with this, I just was blown away by the level of security clearance on them, top secret, secret nor form, not releasable to our allies. I mean, the highest level of classified documents that really have there. And the fact they're just distributed on an iPad for everybody to see. And no one thought, they're pictures of the iPad. We're losing track of this concept, which just because they're getting printed has nothing to do with it. There were pictures of them on the iPad. So a lot of, again, process has to be reviewed. And we know one of those 5,000 or so people, that's a rounded number. I'm sure it could be more. It could be less.
What's the most damaging piece of information that's floating around the world right now as far as you're concerned?
I think two things. I think the first one is the fact that we're really good at spying on Russia, and now everybody knows it. Russia knows it in particular, and we've been using that to give Ukraine a significant advantage on the battlefield tactically. And so Russia's going to do everything they can to close all those doors and all those traps, and there's likely people being killed now in Russia for inside human intelligence that we're getting provided that is no longer going to happen. So that's going to really hurt Ukraine. I think that's number one. Then number two, just the level of information that we gave away from our allies, and we can't be trusted holding that information anymore, is going to, a lot of ambassadors were busy on Monday and Tuesday calling around the world saying, we're really sorry about how this went down. And our enemies now use this against us. Russia and China are going to use this against other democracies and say, look, you can't trust the United States. they're putting things out on iPads and distributing them on Discord servers, and we come to find out that kids on gaming sites were arguing over who's doing what, and they have access to this information. So it's a very significant leak that it's not, frankly, getting enough in press right now.
Yeah, so you think it's a bigger deal than the coverage it's getting?
Yeah, and it's because it's impacting right now. It's fresh information, 40 days old, giving away, for example, their air defense platforms, telling we think they're going to be out of air defense systems, SA-300s. You know, dirty little secret, we don't buy SA-300s from anybody. They're manufactured by the other bad guys, and there's not a lot of them left. We're going to have to bring in new air defense systems. Russia's looking for any linchpin now to gain the tactical advantage on the ground in Ukraine that can move the war very quickly in their favor if we're not careful. And all those advantages now are out in the open that they're going to try to shut down.
So on a practical level, Mike, because I was guessing on this, the disclosure that the Ukrainians are running that low on their air defense arms and ammunition and that sort of thing, how do Putin and his generals put that knowledge into effect?
Well, they now know that they can eventually use time will be on their side now. Time really has been on their side in a lot of ways if they can figure this out right. But in some cases, when they're firing those hypersonic missiles, for example, they know that they're not going to be using any of the air defense systems to go against them because it would be a waste of a round. So they know they can now overwhelm them in certain areas. They know that, for example, that there's not enough tanks that are going to be coming here until September. I think it was one of those documents. So all of that information that they can use to their advantage to try to make decisions tactically on the ground, I think, will really go a long way for them if they're smart about it. They haven't learned from it yet, but we'll find out if they're going to do it in the next 6 months.
So if Ukraine does lose their capability to shoot down any Russian missiles or planes or whatever by May, as some of those documents said, how ugly does it get? How fast?
Yeah, so it means that Russia can use air defense to support their operations on the ground. Right now, the reason why you have a stalemate is because both sides are dug in. It's a two-dimensional war on the ground, fighting each other. Bakhmut, no change there because Russia can't seem to negotiate obstacles. If Russia can gain this air superiority and can fly missions that can support their ground forces, that's going to change everything. If the Ukraine military can't shoot those planes down, can't provide that cover for their troops, then they can be easily overwhelmed because, again, Russia does have more troops on the ground right now anyway.
One more question on this from me. Was there anything that surprised you that you came across and you thought, oh, wow, I didn't know that?
Well, it's just a lot of the, quiet part out loud stuff. I think the ammunition piece, it verified the fact that the artillery ammunition is running out a lot faster in Ukraine than we expected. I'd given it 8 months, 2 months ago. It might be shorter than that. And then the other side, Russia continues to really manufacture it. So they Russia is not stopping in this regard, and they're going to continue to, pound away. They still believe they can win this, and so does the Ukraine on the other side. But, again, both sides, their strategic visions are not in line with what's happening on the ground.
Well, and one more shocking aspect of this, among the trove of documents was what appeared to be notes on some tabletop character playing game, some wizard or something, his strength and endurance ratings and that sort of thing. So
right.
What the heck? Go ahead, Mike. Did you have a comment on that?
No, I mean, these two sites, the Discord site and the 4chan site, are places where they're forums, and it shows you the level of depth of how to try to crawl the Internet to try to find these documents because they've been out there for a few months. And the fact that they wound up in the hands of, kids playing video games and they were using, to argue against each other. Now, that's probably not the source. They came from somewhere else. They were found on some dark web some other place. But this is the kind of challenge of the fact that, once it's out there, once you put things out there electronically, you really never have any control over where it goes.
Any thoughts on the China-Taiwan situation, China conducting enormous military exercises that were as threatening as any exercise has ever been?
The only problem I see is the French have decided that they're not going to get involved if something happens there. That Macron press conference is another amazing piece of news that everyone seems to be ignoring. And does Macron speak for NATO? Who does he speak for when he says the French and Europe should not be involved, and we've got to stop following the Americans around. I'm just, you know, he shows up to China and decides to be a lapdog, basically, and with regard to, you know, what the situation is going on there. There's real conflict that's going to take place there at some point. They're not, you know, whether it's now, 4 years from now, whatever the case may be. So the world doesn't seem to be aligned as to what should happen. And given the chaos that I think is happening in Europe, I'm sure there's general officers in China that are telling Xi, it's time to do something now here. America's confused. Their president is awfully, you know, he's kind of wallowing in Novocaine, traveling, and no one's talking to him. Now's the time if we're going to do something.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's sooner than later.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting you bring up the Macron thing. I was going to talk about that in the next segment or two. We took in his comments and were so astounded by them, we weren't quite sure what to make of it. It was just so crazy and earth-shattering and unprecedented. Even the New York Times headline is, "From Red Carpet to Doghouse, Macron Returns from China to Allied Dismay."
Yeah.
And the Macron, or the French version of the White House, is furiously walking
right
back virtually everything he said, which is a hell of a situation.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we want somebody to step up and become more of a leader in Europe, and old Europe, French and German, should do that. The French, you know, that's where it should be. And then he goes out and makes this kind of comment. I mean, it's mind-boggling when you've got those former Soviet bloc countries, and you know they're all in a NATO. They're going to buy U.S. equipment. They can't be any more on board with that, but they just don't have the economic strength and the military strength to be the leader there. And every time we look for France or Germany to step up and do that, they just throw their skirts over their head and said, "Nope, we're not doing it this time. We're not going to do anything." So,
wow. Who's next on the interview list? Finland and Sweden. Welcome, friends. Mike Lyons, military analyst. Mike, it's always enlightening. Thank you so much for the time.
Great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, him having the analysis that she might move sooner rather than later because of the stuff we've been talking about. We're kind of inward looking, and we got a confused leader, and we're bickering over things that aren't that consequential while the world is changing before our eyes.
Well, and for all Trump's faults, they're thinking if he gets in the office again, he doesn't put up with being bullied. Because he is a bully. But he responds very, very badly to people thinking they can get away with stuff and push him over. So they're thinking maybe the old confused guy is in. I could see that. I hope not, but it's plausible.
Wow. One of our favorite potential 2024 presidential candidates looks like he's in. That was a hint. It's a he.
That was a good hint.
So we can get to that coming up, among other things. Yeah, and Joe's going to talk about what the heck did happen with the president of France going to China. What is that? Speaking of the world changing before our eyes, holy crap. Lots of stuff to talk about. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text SERVE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SERVE to 42424. That's SERVE to 42424.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. Our partner, men can count on.
500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 95814. CordellCordell.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Here's a little jingle from the Dooley Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the simplest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at coolaprilnights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Told Gabrielle that when she's the leading public figure in this country, and I show up, promise she won't say, "Joe, who is outside?" You say, "Joe Biden." Remember, just remember me, okay? Promise? All right.
Nobody knows what he was talking about. That's Joe Biden in Ireland. I feel like this trip is weird in that I get it. It's the anniversary of a major conflict we were involved in for many, many years and everything, but it's just so not what people are talking about right now. It seems kind of weird that he's in Ireland and there's any news coverage. Nobody freaking cares about that story. You got the China-Taiwan thing. You got Trump being indicted. You got all these things going on. Doesn't it seem that way to you? It's like, meanwhile, Joe Biden in Ireland, what?
Just as long as isn't Gabrielle's a figure, she doesn't say, "Joe, who is out there?"
Is he talking about mass shootings or China or Trump being indicted? Because if he's not, what is he doing? All right, anyway.
Speaking of China, play clip 50, would you? This is Greg Palcott.
Chinese military exercises rattling Washington.
It's one of the larger provocations they've done.
Capitol Hill urging calm.
The goal here is not to go to war.
but some experts suspect war may be inevitable.
You have a Chinese military that is just emotionally wanting to fight. They know that they shouldn't, but there is a bloodlust, and we have to take that into account.
Gordon Chang there at the end of the clip. Oh, boy.
Holy crap. You play that clip, and if you didn't hear just a few minutes ago, we had Mike Lyons on saying, yeah, with the current situation in the United States and Biden confused and this and that, China might go a lot earlier than we thought. Holy crap. People are underestimating what a big deal a war with China would be.
Well, the stock market declined another 70% today, Jim, but the good news is it had declined 80% yesterday, so it's only 70% of the 20% that was left, for instance.
Is it because most people, I think, well, the New York Times had a long article about this recently, and I think it's absolutely true. Because the Cold War ended the way it did, people just kind of got this idea that major conflicts between the big powers don't ever actually happen. Things get worked out and they just fizzle. Well, no, that's not the history of the world.
No. That was the last hand of cards we played, not every hand.
That's an outlier on the graph of what happens when you got world powers staring at each other.
True enough. Speaking of world powers, France used to be one, and they're dopey leader was in China the other day kissing Xi Jinping's ass, which is bad enough. But some of the stuff he said was just astounding. As we were discussing yesterday, Macron, I'm quoting the liberal New York Times here. In short order in China, Mr. Macron managed to alienate or worry allies from Warsaw to Washington with his embrace of what a Sino-French declaration called a global strategic partnership with China. He adopted the Chinese lexicon of a multipolar world, free of blocs, liberated from the Cold War mentality, and less reliant on the extraterritoriality of the U.S. dollar. Most worrisome, particularly for the United States, he suggested in an interview with Politico and French journalists on his way home that the security of Taiwan is not the problem of Europe, and that Europe and France must resist becoming American vassals.
Hey, Macron, surely he knows this, but if China takes over Taiwan, they're going to control, like, half of the trade in the world. They'll be able to hold it ransom. That's going to affect everybody, including you. You don't get to stand on the sideline in this.
Right, right. So how Taiwanese democracy and freedom differ from Ukrainian democracy and freedom, which Macron's been squarely in favor of preserving, and how the threat of Russian autocracy differs from the threat of a Chinese autocracy that backs Moscow were two questions left unanswered by Macron. That's pretty scathing from the New York Times. Here's what he said about Taiwan, one of the things. The worst thing we would be to think that we Europeans must become followers on this topic and take our cue from the U.S. agenda and a Chinese overreaction. Well, so he gets back home again and realizes that he has freaked out the Western world. And there are various suggestions that he's naive or just fighting way above his weight. But he came out and said, by Tuesday, the home to the president felt it necessary to clarify France's allegiances, so muddled and muddied had the optics become. France, it said, quote, is not equidistant between the United States and China. The United States is our ally with shared values. The fact that they would have to say that is like I have to come out and say, the distance between my wife and me is not equal to the good-looking woman at work. I am married to my wife. Why do you have to say that? Because you've screwed up bad.
What was he thinking while he was in China? Presidential candidate announced exploratory something already?
Armstrong and Getty.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 a.m. Your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo is 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The other day, Afghanistan, one of the worst things I've ever seen. I think the most embarrassing moment that this country has ever had, frankly, the way we got out, not the getting out. We had to get out. It was ridiculous to be there. And I had that so good, so tight, so tough. I spoke to the leader, Abdul. I said, Abdul, if you do anything, you're going to get hit really hard. Literally, he said, but sir, why? He goes, why oh why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you'll have to figure that one out, Abdul.
So, Trump...
Wow, what?
I know, that was news-breaking. So that was a wide-ranging interview Trump did with Tucker Carlson last night, first interview he's done since the indictment, suggesting there that he or we sent a picture of the leader of the Taliban's home to him with the suggestion that we will bomb your home and kill your family if you don't play along or something.
Come on, it's as simple and primitive as we know where you live.
Bad man, did he badmouth Milley? And I was wondering if Milley would be having some quotes today at some point. The General Milley guy runs a Joint Chiefs of Staff thingy.
Called him an idiot, I think, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, among other things. So we'll play some of the Trump stuff, kick off hour three. It's damned interesting in a lot of different ways. By the way, speaking of people that want to be the president in the Republican Party, Tim Scott has announced an exploratory committee.
Ooh.
We can hit you with some of his quotes from the announcement that are dang good.
I love Tim Scott.
I do, too. But we'll get to that a little bit later. And he's doing the thing you do where you get three bites at the apple. You announce the exploratory committee, get coverage for a day. Then you announce you are going to run, and here's your opening day. And then you have the opening day. So he'll get three bites of the media apple out of this.
Yummy, yummy media apples. Yeah, a lot of good stuff to get to today. But first, it's Campus Madness.
What was that?
Yeah, I like it. It's Campus Madness. I feel like it needs to unfold a little more quickly, Michael. I think really after like the first two notes.
What's the whole the Campus Madness? A lot of people are stepping on nails. Is that what our?
No, no.
What was that?
It's madness. What do you mean? What is that? It's self-evident what it is. My art is not designed for simpletons. Anyway, we could do a podcast that was simply Campus Madness every single day. It would range from 10 minutes long to like 3 hours long, depending on the day. And there's certainly been a lot of good stuff lately. But here's a curveball, folks. Here's a little double reverse. Or a double reverse curveball, whatever that is. We're going to open Campus Madness with some really good news. And again, this is from the liberal New York Times headline. Should college come with trigger warnings? At Cornell University, it's a hard no. Last month, Cornell University sophomore was studying with friends when one of them became visibly upset and was unable to continue her work for a Korean-American literature class. The woman was reading The Surrender, a novel by Chang Rae Lee about a Korean girl, etc., etc., has a rape scene in it. Mrs. Ting's friend had recently testified at a campus hearing against a student who she said sexually assaulted her, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a big to-do about whether she should have been warned. She believed her friend deserved a heads up about the upsetting material. She drafted a resolution urging instructors to provide warnings on the syllabus about traumatic content, et cetera, et cetera. The resolution unanimously approved by the assembly last month. Less than a week after it was submitted to the administration for approval, the university president vetoed it. Said, we cannot accept this resolution as the actions it recommends would infringe on our core commitment to academic freedom and freedom of inquiry and are at odds with the goals of a Cornell education. Wow. Wow. This university president, Martha Pollack, I don't know her full record, but I say, well done, ma'am. Well
done.
That's
the first pushback I remember hearing.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I hope I haven't raised your hope that sanity is returning to college campuses, because I'm about to stomp that hope. Trigger warning, your hope is about to get stomped. You remember the incident we talked about where swimmer Riley Gaines, who's doing a speaking tour, talking about women's sports ought to be for women and not for men who decide they're women. And she was physically attacked and brutalized at San Francisco State. Do we have that tape still, Michael? It was at about this point that a man in a dress began beating her in her head and face physically. Well,
and this is
you crying, biatch, you crying, trans rights are human rights, they say after pummeling her face.
This has not gotten enough attention.
No frigging kidding. It makes me so mad.
And I hate to always play this game, but imagine if the politics were switched around. We'd still be talking about it every day. All across America.
So, keeping in mind Riley Gaines' topic as she was attempting to speak on campus before she was beaten and held hostage, more on that to come. The San Francisco State University Athletics Director is blaming gender bias for the belief that trans women athletes have a biological advantage. SFSU Athletics Director Stephanie Shreve-Hawkins blamed gender bias for those upset over transgender athletes competing alongside biological women. Quote, you'll notice that especially transgender male to female is the one that people are focusing most on because it's a gender bias in a way.
So is she... Are they denying the fact that men tend to be stronger and faster than women?
Not only is it a grown human being who's denying it, it's an athletics director at a university. What does that say about women, that women aren't strong, she continued?
You're a nut job.
Or a friggin' moron.
Oh, she wow!
She also pointed out, in making expressly clear she's utterly unqualified to continue in her job, she pointed to performing arts, particularly dancing, and argued that such competitions lack the same outrage.
Yeah! Quote, right!
It's just with this athletics perspective, we live in this society that's so competitive, she claimed.
Did you hear you
criticizing the... I know.
The athletic director saying we live in a society that's so competitive is hilarious.
And she, never having been smashed in the face, perhaps while fighting for rebound by a biological male whose skeleton muscle structure is much larger than her own, she added that criticizing the presence of trans athletes hinders inclusivity. Holy crap.
I like the way you're acting like dancing and boxing are the same. Women can dance as well as men. Why can't they box as well as men?
It's as if I was writing a bitter comedy mocking these people, like to stream on Fox Nation or something. And in writing my script, I wrote a character who was so... mind-bogglingly out of touch and intellectually incapable. The director came back to me and said, dude, I love your script, but this character's too over the top. You really can't go this far.
You can't have the athletic director saying, we live in such a competitive society. I find that hilarious.
Right, and no arrests, of course, so far in the investigation into this physical beating. And there's more, but... San Francisco State is offering counseling services. When I tell you to whom, you're going to go nuts. After a considerably more cheerful word from our friends at HelloFresh. Michael, get the theme ready again. We're going to try that again with that really good, quick intro because I want to reset the mood. But Judy and I had this fantastic dinner last night, a HelloFresh dinner. It was this, like, chicken and kale and bulgur wheat and onions and carrots. It was so freaking good. I couldn't even believe it. It's always something different and yummy with HelloFresh.
Yeah, you order it, it's shipped to you fast, it's super-duper fresh, it's easy to prepare. You don't have to be a pro in the kitchen. HelloFresh's chef-crafted, foolproof recipes arrive pre-portioned, easy to prepare for less stress, more yum, not shopping at the grocery store. It's actually cheaper, as we've described a whole bunch of different ways. And not just dinner, by the way. We talk about dinner a lot, but every mealtime occasion, from snacks and easy lunches to seasonal celebrations and festive gatherings.
Empty nesters, house full of kids, you're going to love HelloFresh. Cuts down on your food waste by at least 23% compared to grocery shopping, which is good for your wallet and the planet. Sign up today for 50% off plus your first box ships free with code Armstrong50 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong50. That's code Armstrong50 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong50. One more time, HelloFresh.com/Armstrong50. I hate to direct the mood because I felt like I'd whipped up some good indignation and absolutely deserved. Got the freaking athletic director saying, what was that quote? The people are focusing on transgender male to female because it's a gender bias in a way. What does that say about women, that women aren't strong? No, they're not as strong as men, you stupid idiot.
Something that everybody has known forever. Kids know that. Adults obviously know. Everybody knows that. I mean, you're denying reality to even pretend it's a conversation.
You know, I was thinking about that in context of the Little Mermaid discussion we had yesterday, that you have to be ready to ignore the rituals of human courtship going back a million years to express your dopey point of view. And that's, you know, in a way, it's like climbing Mount Everest. It's climbing the Mount Everest of ignorance to ignore the entirety of the human experience.
The best female basketball player in the world can't ride the bench for some NBA male team.
End of discussion, really.
And I guarantee these teams would love to have it. You think about the money you would make and everything you'd gain out of having a female on your team. But and it's not a knock on anybody. We all know
certainly
that.
Certainly not. Of course not.
The perfectly good reverse of that would be no man can have a baby. It's just not biologically possible. We're not built that way.
Need to squeeze this in before the end of the segment because it is the absolute bitter icing on the cake of stupidity. In the wake of the violent assault on collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines for challenging trans activist orthodoxy, San Francisco State University President Jamila Moore reached out and offered healing help to the students who assaulted Riley Gaines. Moving along, Ms. Gaines was eventually hurried by campus police into a different room after being beaten about the head and face, where she had to remain under guard for her own protection for about 3 hours while the mob outside, quote, negotiated conditions for her release. It's been reported that among the conditions discussed were monetary demands from the mob. No one in the mob was arrested, despite the presence of police witnesses, the videoed threats of physical violence, and with the demand for money for her freedom, the potential charge for kidnapping or at least false imprisonment.
Which, as we all know from the OJ story, is a major charge.
So this Jamila Moore person who runs this cesspool of idiocy responded to the incident with a statement Saturday that does not mention Ms. Gaines at all, but instead praises the students involved. Quote, it took tremendous bravery to stand in a challenging space. It's worth noting classrooms are not supposed to be a challenging space. I'm proud of the moments where we listened and asked insightful questions. I'm also proud of the moments when our students demonstrated the value of free speech and the right to protest peacefully. Moore delusionally added, students may also find ourselves exposed to divergent views and even views we find personally abhorrent. These encounters have sometimes led to discord, anger, confrontation, and fear. We must meet this moment and unite with a shared value of learning. These issues do not go away, and these values are at our very core. So to help the violent mob reflect, process, and begin to heal, that's a quote, Moore reminds students they could reach out for support to such campus organizations as the Equity and Community Inclusion Office.
Wow, we are into some weird territory, top to bottom, left to right, around the truth. So now, if a speaker comes to college campus and is beaten, then leaders come out and praise the mob for their nonviolent protest.
Right.
Wow.
Ms. Gain gets the final note. She was none too pleased with the statement and wrote, "I'm sorry, did this just say peaceful? I was assaulted. I was extorted and held for ransom. The protesters demanded I pay them if I wanted to make it home safely. I missed my flight home because I was barricaded in a classroom. We must have different definitions of peaceful. It is stunning that in America 2023, it's acceptable for biological male students to violently assault a woman for standing up for women's rights."
Wow.
And then women at the university side with the violent males. Good God. Women of America, which side are you on?
Well, most women of America have not heard this story because 90% of the media is not covering it at all. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Switching your wireless carrier has never been easier than with Consumer Cellular.
Their 100% U.S.-based customer support is there for you every step of the way, and you can keep your phone and number, and activation is free.
You'll get unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month.
And you can add a family member to your plan for just $15 a month per line.
Never worry about dropped calls because Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers with coverage to over 99% of the country.
And this is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Also, with Consumer Cellular, you could save up to $250 a year when you switch.
Pick up your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Consumer Cellular.
That's right. Dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. Again, on your mobile phone, just dial #250 and use the keyword morning show.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. But deepening your self-awareness is the key to a happier, more fulfilled life. Therapy is all about that process of self-discovery, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp offers convenient online therapy on your schedule. It's the same professional service you'd get from an in-person therapist, but with the option to communicate when and how you want, by chat, phone, or video call. Plus, getting started is easy. Just go to their site and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. If you don't find the right match the first time, don't worry. You can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Start on your own journey of self-discovery with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/mygoals.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Trump did an interview with Tucker last night. We'll play some of the interesting parts from that, kickoff hour three. This is going to be a very cringe-inducing segment. So if you're not into that sort of thing, maybe it's not your cup of tea.
Depends what brand of cringe, but go on.
Starting with this, I don't know if you saw the interview Jeremy Renner did yesterday. Hawkeye, the actor who got run over by his own snowplow, revealed that his eye did pop out during the snowplow accident. And he was able to look at his right eye with his left eye because it was popped out.
A different perspective, if you will.
You don't usually get to see your own eyes with an eye. Anyway, yeah, that's gruesome. And then I came across this story. Some people do this with their kids, which is just... I had excruciating leg surgery to grow 5 inches, and I get more dates because of it. So this guy's all excited about it, and it went well, and he's happy.
Five inches.
Well, he did a number of surgeries over the years, adding a couple of inches at a time to lengthen his legs, because he thought that's what was holding him back in the dating world. Cost him $170,000, because you could look into it yourself, but your insurance probably doesn't include covering your leg lengthening surgery.
Yeah, I always wanted longer thumbs, so I've had a number of operations. I can now turn on my windshield wipers with my hands still on the wheel. So it was worth it. Absolutely worth it.
Can play chords on the guitar. It's like, wait a second. He's a 41-year-old dude. He said he long struggled to get a girlfriend because of his 5'5" frame. 5'5" is not going to keep you from getting dates.
It cuts down the pool a lot. Be realistic. Come on.
Initially, he turned to medication and a spiritual healer to try to increase his height. A spiritual healer?
I don't know how much you know about bones, sir.
He says he was subjected to heightism. He began taking pills that he procured over the internet that promised to make him taller. So you can already tell this guy is sharp.
Yeah.
He also began talking with a spiritual healer. I mean, there's pills on the internet. These pills say I'll grow taller. Do I look any taller? He also began talking with a spiritual healer who told him he could increase his height if he properly put his mind to it.
Only thing holding you back from being taller is you, Jimmy.
You have to think like a tall person. But when the medication... Unfortunately, in the magical thinking, both failed to produce the added inches to his height. He decided to get the painful leg-lengthening surgery as a last resort.
Ugh.
He saved $75,000 for the surgery over the course of 3 years. He was committed to this. He worked his job, doesn't make a lot of money, saved up the money, working as a software engineer during the day, Uber driver at night to make enough money. He underwent the procedure in 2016, which added 3 inches to his height, making him 5'8".
Gaining on it.
And then he got another one, $98,000 to get another 2 inches. And there you go. Now he's 5'10", and he's getting dates left and right, he says.
Maybe put some gel in your hair, gain another inch that way.
He actually looks normal. There's a picture of him here in shorts, and it doesn't look odd at all. It looks
his proportions.
Yeah. So you can do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.